Hi there. The word for you today is on how to activate God's Word. In 1 John 5 verse 14 we read, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. While you're waiting for God's Word to be fulfilled in your life, do these three things. Number one, verbalize it. Number two, obey it. And number three, share it with others. Let's look at those three things. First, verbalize it. The most effective way to pray is to speak God's word. Nothing moves God more than that. The patriarchs, prophets, and psalmists regularly reminded God of His promises in prayer, confident that He would keep them. The surest indicator of God's will is God's word. The Bible says, listen to it, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have what we asked of Him. God always responds to His word, always. So verbalize it. Number two, obey it. God's plan for us isn't just to speak His word, as vital as that is, but that we obey it. The hymn writer said, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Obedience, which is simply faith in action, aligns us with God, and as a result, He responds and fulfills His promises to us. And finally, you want to activate God's word? Begin to share it. Parents and grandparents, listen to Deuteronomy 6 verse 7. Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or get up. You don't have to be a qualified Bible teacher, just a sincere teller. Sharing God's word will produce fruit in the lives of your family, your friends, your relatives, your business associates, and your neighbors. And also, it'll increase your own grasp and understanding of it. Okay? That's how to activate God's word.